Moments of Melody Time, the program to send you on your way with a song. I have in my hand a little booklet titled, How to Have a Happy and Meaningful Life. Here's the way it begins. Some people feel that a happy and meaningful life consists of a good time, friends, lots of money, doing something worthwhile, getting to the top. All these make sense, but we all know people who have these things, and they're still empty. Why? Well, they started at the wrong place. Here are four vital facts to help us. A happy and meaningful life begins with God. According to the Bible, look what God offers you. Love, someone who cares about you. Security, someone who cares about what happens to you. Peace, someone who cares about your problems. Purpose, someone who cares about whether your life counts. And eternal destiny, someone who cares about your future. Jesus said, God so loves the world. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus also said, I have come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Unfortunately, and this is the second point, man's sin has separated him from God. According to the Bible, sin is failure to be what God wants us to be, and also failure to do what God wants us to do. Obviously, then, all of us have sinned. Consciously or unconsciously, we've rebelled against God. And that's not all. God is righteous and cannot allow sin in His presence. God must judge man's sin and reject it. The Bible says all of us, like sheep, have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way. Also in Isaiah we read, your sins have been a barrier between you and your God. As long as sin separates us from God, you see, we cannot enjoy the happy and meaningful life God wants us to have. Fortunately, and this is the third point, God loves you very much. He gave Jesus Christ, His Son, to take away your sin. The Bible says, God showed His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God is satisfied with what Jesus Christ has done, and now He is completely free to forgive you and to offer you a happy and meaningful life with Him. Jesus Christ has removed the barrier of sin through His death. However, you have one responsibility, and this is the fourth point. To enter into a happy and meaningful life, you must turn to God by trusting Jesus Christ to forgive your sins. Look at what the Bible tells us. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Being justified, that is, set right with God, by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We exercise faith when we depend on a doctor, or trust in a lawyer, or believe in a friend. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, therefore, is trusting Him to forgive your sin and to bring you into a right relationship with God. Let's review. You know that life begins with God. You know your sin has separated you from God, and that Jesus Christ paid the penalty for your sin. The only thing God asks you to do is to trust the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive your sins so that you may begin a happy and meaningful life with God. Wouldn't you like to trust the Lord Jesus to forgive your sins right now? Here's a prayer to express your decision. Dear Father, I admit that I'm a sinner. I believe that the Lord Jesus died for me. Thank you for forgiving my sins. Let me start a new and meaningful life for you today. Amen.